yourself is coming to grips with who Jesus is. He's the remedy for sin. Thirdly, as we focus in on today, our third true statement, a biblical Christian is one who has wholeheartedly complied with the terms, that's the word, terms. We comply with the terms of receiving God's provision for sin. Because must not think that repentance and faith are divorced or separate from one another. They're inseparable. They're interdependent. So when you talk about true repentance, you're talking about true faith. When you talk about true faith in terms of salvation and the gospel message, you're talking about true repentance. So true faith is permeated. Is infused with faith. You know, in Romans 10, 17, it says, faith. So faith comes by hearing. And hearing the word of God. So it is tied into it. Faith and belief. Repentance and belief is tied into the gospel message. They are interdependent in such a way that whenever there's a true appropriation of the divine provision, when one is truly convicted about their sins and they confess that sin, there has been an appropriation by faith of that divine provision, who is Jesus Christ. You will find a believing repentant in a repentant believer. You hear what I said? You will find a believing repentant and a repentant believer. But what is repentance? Change your mind? It's that, but it's more than that. Go the opposite way? Make a U-turn on the road of life? It's that, but it's more than that in the context of the gospel. The definition of the Westminster Shorter Catechism has it this way, and I love the way they define biblical repentance. They says, repentance unto life is a saving grace, whereby a sinner, out of a true sense of his or her sin and the apprehension of the mercy of God in Christ, does with grief and hatred of his sin turn from it unto God with the full purpose and endeavor after new obedience.
take them out now.
But God is gracious, he's righteous, and he's loving. He is a merciful God. And so verse 20 goes on to say, but when he was still a great way off, Luke 15:20, his father saw him. His father had compassion on him. And guess what? Who was doing the running? The father. The father ran to his son, fell on his face, his neck, and began to kiss him repeatedly. Because his son, who was lost, is now found. His son, who was blind, now sees. Oh, beloved, true repentance involves recognizing that I have sinned against a God of grace, of love, and of mercy, the God of heaven. And that because I've sinned, I'm not worthy. We're not worthy to be called his sons and daughters. Yet, when I am convicted of my sin, turn my back on my sin, come back humbly, wondering if indeed there will be a second chance, or a third chance, or a fourth or fifth chance of mercy upon me. Then all wonders and wonders take place. The Father meets me where I am, and he throws his arms of reconciling love and mercy. By those who are just as sinful as you are. And just because they are not practicing a certain sin in their lives anymore, that could be a lot of reasons. They're too tired. Maybe too old. You know, when you're young, you do foolish stuff. You get older, you go, oh, God, I'm tired of that foolishness no more. It could be that. It's not necessarily because they're so holy inside, you know what I mean? It's not because they made up their mind. No, because their body made up their mind for them. They can't do what they used to do. But here's a man, young man, in his youth, no doubt, saying, I'm not worthy. And because he humbled himself and he acknowledged his sin against his father, the father reconciled him. See, repentance, beloved, is leaving the pattern and the practices of fleshly and carnal indulgence. You know what I'm talking about. I don't have to discuss that. Repentance is being sorry enough to quit what you're doing. Even though you have the desire and the capacity to keep doing it. But you're sorry enough because you've repented. And your mind has changed and your soul has been changed and your will has been transformed. And now you're willing to turn your back on the stuff that you thought you found yourself in. I found my true love, my true purpose. I'm significant now. I'm somebody now. You know the old song says, you're nobody until somebody loves you. What if the wrong person is loving you? Turn your back on it. judge me in eternity for rewards, not for my salvation, but for my works of rewards. He's going to see perfect obedience on my ledger sheet, because Christ's obedience has been transferred to my account by faith. It's the only way I can be accepted. His perfect obedience put on my account. His death counted as mine. Jesus did not die for himself. He was born to die for sinners, of whom we are chief. And his life is exchanged for my life. The Father looks at Jesus' life. And he takes that perfect life and places all my imperfections upon him. So he treats his son as though his son sinned, and he treats me as though I've never sinned, though I sin.